One of the many stats in this article actually say that 1 in 3, so a third of people, are actually saying that they're burnt out of the holiday season before Christmas even arrives. So that is pretty staggering. I mean, I think most people that I have encountered in my life have admitted to being stressed during the holiday. And this article also says that 68% of Americans polled did agree that they were stressed by the holidays, which include Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, and Christmas.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not a small survey. It was a study of 2,000 people.
Yeah. You
know, so that's it's pretty significant numbers. So.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for checking out this week's edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We appreciate you visiting us this holiday season for this special episode. And, well, all of our episodes are special, let's be honest. And we want to hear how special you think they are. We would love for you to leave a review as a little holiday gift for us.
Yeah.
In the iTunes store, the Apple Podcast, or heck, even go to our Facebook page and feel free to leave us some comments there.
Absolutely.
If you do, we have a wonderful section that we pop on the show occasionally that is called our Listeners Talk Back, and we will feature your review on our podcast. So that way you can look out for it in the future. So let us know what you think. Good episode, good topic. Maybe you have a suggestion for a future episode or possibly someone you want us to talk to for one of our expert interviews, maybe a product to review. Let us know. Let's talk.
Yeah. Just, yeah, let us know what you feel. You know, as long as you give us that 5-star review, we just want to know what you
Nick
hear.
Has conditions, right.
But yeah, so let's, we've got a very festive episode this week, and I think it's kind of the theme
I
the
practically
last few weeks.
Have bells on.
I know. We are really big into the holidays, and, you know, we're into the final month of the year, so we're counting down to several different holidays, depending on which one you choose to celebrate, so.
Seriously, they, like, the seasons, like, Advent starts pretty much the same day as Hanukkah starts this year.
Oh, okay.
Which is interesting. I actually learned about both for some research I had to do.
That is interesting.
I don't know. I thought it was interesting.
I believe you. And I agree. So we have...
Oh. Yeah. Well, we'll just say Happy Hanukkah to those who are celebrating Hanukkah. And I guess is... Do you happy say Happy Advent? Advent? I don't know.
Why not, right? Merry Advent?
For everybody that's got their Advent calendars out, you go.
Yeah. So we were definitely... we're going to keep with that theme on this episode. We have an interesting topic that you discovered, but makes a lot of sense. And, you know, it's kind of, when you think about it, it's kind of common sense, but festive burnout.
Yeah, I've never actually heard this phrase used before. So when I heard it on one of my news podcasts, and my ears perked up because I'm pretty much an elf.
Yeah.
Like, minus the pointy ears. I am an elf.
Buddy the Elf. What's your favorite color?
Exactly. I answer that. I answer the phone that way during the holidays. Festive burnout, I guess I experienced it when I was younger, when I used to get really stressed about the holidays, but I haven't for a long time because I've kind of come up with coping mechanisms. So to hear that this number is pretty significant. We'll get into the details.
Yeah.
We'll talk about, we're going to break down the causes of it, what exactly it is. And we have some tried and true tips for how to manage and kind of battle the festive burnout.
Yeah. And in addition to that, we have one of our favorite
This is like your favoriteest thing.
That we have on the Addicted to Fitness podcast. Everybody's favorite nutritional trivia game, the Macros game, special holiday edition. So we're going to keep with the theme, the very holiday theme, the festive theme.
Just gave you your music.
Yes, thank you. And so, but before we jump into those topics, we're going to give you guys a little quick training recap. Me personally, I've made a goal to start doing some more strength training on a regular basis. I feel that I've been somewhat neglecting my strength training exercises or workouts, so I'm trying to get in a little bit each day, even if it's not long or, you know, whatever everybody thinks is a full workout. I'll get in several sets in for, you know, strict strength building exercises, whether it be kettlebells, dumbbells, mace, which is something unique to the gym I work out, Tampa Strength. And in fact, we have a mace expert coming to the gym in early 2019 to do a certification course. So I'm looking forward to that when it comes in March, and maybe we can have him on the podcast. His name is Leo Savage, and he's very
That's a great name unique. For a mace instructor.
Yeah. Leo _ Savage. Check him out on Instagram. Very interesting guy and does some crazy things with the mace, which essentially, if you guys know what the medieval,
I think is what you're looking for.
I was going to say primitive and
it's a pre-evil weapon.
I try to combine primitive and medieval and a pre-evil.
This is not a weapon, though. This is technically a piece of workout equipment based off of a medieval weapon.
Right. So you guys check that out. Check out the steel mace. It's really cool. So that's what I'm doing as far as my training recap in the last week or so.
Nice job.
I see you've been doing a lot of training. I've woken up to you doing a lot of training over the last week.
I have, and I feel like I finally got my groove back.
Mm-hmm.
You know that
Shannon
movie?
Shannon got a groove back?
How Stella got her groove back, which was basically Taye Diggs.
Yeah.
Hey. This was not nearly that exciting. It was just, I finally feel like I've got a balance and kind of like a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so enjoying moving my body again and doing the variety of things that I'm doing. I had not done HIIT workouts with any kind of regularity for, it's been almost 2 years,
mm-hmm.
basically. And, I mean, we talked about how I got back on the bike and doing those rides, and I've actually been able to take a couple of, 30-minute rides. For a while, I was just kind of squeezing in, the 20-minute classes and just taking it up that little extra bit to the 30 minutes. Was so awesome. It's freaking amazing. I did notice that it also made me really ravenous for breakfast in the morning, though.
Okay.
I would not even be able to wait until I got to work, and I was breaking into my breakfast.
Ooh.
But yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it felt really good, and I think basically this past week I did about 4 to 5 days of training.
Yeah, you did.
So, and I'm still doing my yoga as kind of that balance too.
Right.
So I'm not just focusing on high impact or high intensity. I'm also really blending it with the types of yoga as needed I feel I need.
Nice.
So
I'm definitely noticing
it. And actually, I don't even think I told you this. I'm actually teaching Introduction to Meditation, 30-minute meditation classes at my work for people who are interested.
Whoa.
I'm teaching two of those in December, and I'm teaching two 30-minute yoga classes.
You did not tell me that, and that is exciting news.
Yes. So it's to go with our holiday theme, which was a Santa yoga. Saw the holiday card for my
uh-huh.
company.
Yeah.
So it's playing off of that, and it was circulated that I was a registered teacher
uh-huh.
for yoga, and they're like, oh, you should do some stuff. So I was like, well, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do two different things.
Nice.
I'm going to focus on the things that I like.
Nice. I wonder if that'll be coming up in our next topic.
I'm looking forward to
after
it.
The training. Yeah, well, that's exciting. I mean, you're definitely going to have to report back on how those classes went. And
yeah, hopefully I get some, people that actually sign up.
Yeah.
I think I have two for my first meditation class.
It's more than zero.
It is. It's not just me by myself.
You got to start somewhere.
Yep.
All right. So we're going to jump on in because that was kind of a good segue talking about, you know, some different options to have during the holiday or that can maybe manage some of the stress associated with festive.
The festive burnout?
Yes.
Is that what you're trying to segue into?
I am trying to segue into that. Because you discovered this article in the Wall Street Times.
That's not even a thing.
The Wall Street Times. I just made a newspaper.
That is a horrible,
just made up a
horrible
new publication. The Wall Street Journal, we've found it a couple different publications, but festive burnout is kind of how you guys could imagine what that means, is essentially the stress caused during the holiday season, and people are just feeling overwhelmed to a certain extent with all this stress. And this article does a great job of kind of listing the top, what was it, top 10?
Yeah.
Causes of, or contributors to festive burnout.
Yeah, so festive burnout is basically defined as, like, you are very stressed, you know, it's impacting your sleep, you're actually, like, looking to take a break from the holidays before the holidays even get around. In fact, they have a variety of stats in this article. In fact, it's, like, mostly just a ton of different stats. But one of the things they actually said, like, a lot of people actually want to take a break by mid-December.
Yeah.
Like, they're ready to be done.
I think they said in the beginning of it, talked about how, what was it, almost 50%?
It's 1 in 3 people experience, like, out of the 2,000 people that they 68%. Surveyed. Yeah, revealed 68%. But that is, that's...
A third of respondents say they burnt out the holidays before Christmas even comes.
Yeah. So that's what I was trying to get to.
But then 68% consider the holiday season stressful.
Yeah.
So that was, like you said, a bunch of different stats in this, in the study they did.
So one of the many stats in this article actually say that 1 in 3, so a third of people, are actually saying that they're burnt out of the holiday season before Christmas even arrives. So that is pretty staggering. I mean, I think most people that I have encountered in my life have admitted to being stressed during the holiday. And this article also says that 68% of Americans polled did agree that they were stressed by the holidays, which include Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, and Christmas.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not a small survey. It was a study of 2,000 people.
Yeah.
You know, so it's pretty significant numbers. So, and they have a lot of different other stats. We'll make sure to include a link for this article and to this study in our show notes. But then they had a couple lists at the bottom talking about the top 10 contributors to festive burnout.
Yeah, so
I say we go 10 to 1. Let's go from the least to the most.
You read the first 5 and then I'll read the list.
All right, number 10. Oops, just elbowed your knee. I'm sorry. Okay, number 10, wrapping presents. Now,
I love wrapping presents.
I know you love wrapping presents, and I learned that, and not say the hard way, but one of our first Christmases together, we stayed locked in a room when we went up to your parents, and we wrapped presents for several hours, and I'm not going to lie, it was, I feel like I earned a lot on that day, you know, just saying. Anyways, number 9, constantly seeing holiday commercials on TV.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, we don't really run into
We don't that. Have TV. Yeah. Like, we have TV, but we don't have cable, so we're not seeing we're not being inundated,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, we see them on YouTube, you know, some YouTube commercials, but it's not too bad.
I remember, like, and I feel like they started because of, like, Black Friday and all that.
That's true.
Really early.
Yeah.
So I could get that.
Number 8, the pressure of making Christmas Day special.
This is interesting because I've read some other recent studies about how specifically for, like, new parents, especially women who usually do the bulk of scheduling during the holidays, that is one of the biggest stresses of the holiday.
Yeah.
Because it's the expectation that you're not just trying to with or uphold traditions, you're trying to make special, long-lasting memories.
Yeah,
and ensure that everybody enjoys the season.
I know we've done the last at least two Christmases here, you know, and it's just been you know.
Well, last year was the first Christmas
with Ella, right? But I think they came over the Christmas before that.
You know. Oh, my parents. Yes.
But it was just, you know, it hasn't been a huge party, but you know,
we've been in the house.
It's been a full day of different meals and presents and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So it's all fun stuff. But yeah, there is a schedule to keep. And, you know, I can see how that can be stressful. So number seven, constantly hearing holiday music.
I have holiday music playing in my head almost all day.
Yeah. And honestly, I enjoy it, so I guess it's not too bad, but we started pretty early.
Well, yes, and this might be one of our coping mechanisms. We'll get into it a little bit more as to how we don't burn out of the holiday music. But I will admit to, in previous years, I may have just only listened to Christmas music during, like, from the day after Thanksgiving until through Christmas. All I would listen to is Christmas music. And it does kind of, the magic goes away when that's like all you listen to all the time. Every time you turn on the radio or, so, yeah. Especially if you're not a huge fan of holiday music, or if you're only hearing the same, like, top 40, or what is it? There's only, like, 100 Christmas songs.
Yeah. Well, and I agree. I like it, but I'd say if anybody has been living with us for the last 2 months, they would realize that we do play a lot. But I get it. Anyways, number six, knowing what the gifts to buy people. That's a huge one. That's somewhat stressful.
Yeah.
You know, so I can definitely, you know, feel that one. All right, you go. 1 to 5. Or 5 to 1, excuse me.
The final five. We're getting to the top contributors here. Yeah. And these are ranked by percentages, by the way. We'll have all the percentages and everything in our show notes. Cooking. I'm thinking that includes baking the cookies and all of those things, as well as the actual cooking of the holiday meals and the parties and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, making sure the food comes out on time. I feel that's a big one too.
Yeah, the actual day of, it's making sure that you don't ruin any food so that people actually get fed, making sure that you prepared enough and making sure it's on schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's a lot. And then number four, this one is specifically the act of buying presents. Yeah. So the shopping for presents. Yeah.
The money associated with it. You know,
that and probably the crowds and like looking for things.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't think of like one specific example off the top of my head. Well, actually, I can. It's the Office episode where I don't remember what season. I think it's like season 6 or something, or 5, where Dwight like he goes and he actually tracks down like the top doll that is going to be like the most popular toy for the Christmas season, and he buys like a ton of them and basically like wipes out the local toy store and then he starts selling them for like quadruple the price.
Very smart.
People like, one of my friends was looking, remember the year Hatchimals was a big thing?
Hatchimals, Furby.
I remember the Hatchimals.
Tickle Me Elmo.
She was asking me, she's like, do you have any Hatchimals in your store? I can't find any. I can't find any. And I was like, I look. No, I'm sorry. So I don't know. I don't even know what a Hatchimal is.
So stupid.
Now they're everywhere.
All right. So number three, which kind of is a part of number four when you think about it, when you kind of mentioned it already.
Yeah.
Two and three.
I feel like three is really three. Specifically more towards like the, really early holiday season shopping, and then the very late holiday, like the last minute and the really early. It's the long lines.
Yeah, and I guess that could be waiting in line for Santa too.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you do have to wait for a lot of stuff.
Speaking of waiting for Santa, that might have to be the episode pick. LOL Santa.
She had some serious festive burnout, I think, when faced with Santa. Yeah, let's just say that.
She's got some trust issues with Santa right now. So
don't blame her.
Yeah. Anyways, number two.
The crowds.
Yeah.
You're forced into a lot of situations with a bunch of strangers.
I know we're not giving out remedies quite yet, but a good one for crowds, shop local, which usually is smaller. So if you have a local store that are like smaller shops and stuff, you can usually avoid crowds that way. And I know Small Business Saturday just came and went, so everybody has deals now this time of year. So
yeah.
And then number one.
Let's just talk about all of the shopping. Mm-hmm. So not necessarily just the gifts, but for all your food, your clothes.
Maybe you gotta shop for travel.
You're probably shopping for travel. Maybe you're shopping for hosting. You've got guests coming. I mean, it's just, this is considered like the top retail time period of the year for a reason, because everyone is spending the money left and right. I feel that's probably still my number one thing that would burn me out a little bit, make me a little crispy around the edges, is the shopping.
Yeah.
There's the total mass volume.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine going to a mall this time of year.
No, I pretty much avoid that like the plague.
Yes. Well, to help kind of alleviate some of these burnout symptoms, why can't I say that word?
I don't know. I have
symptoms.
No,
the article actually gives some remedies, but we're also going to maybe throw in some amendments to these remedies.
Well, we're going to give you our versions. We're going to run down the list of contributors, and we can basically address them.
Mm-hmm.
So starting with shopping, you gave a good option to combat the shopping craze.
Yep.
Specifically the crowds. So number two, shopping in general, I would say to try to combat the stress of shopping, set a budget.
Yeah.
And I know that's a scary thing for a lot of people and probably might make people stressed out just by the thought. But if you set yourself a budget for kind of those main categories, travel,
right,
gifts, entertaining, including like party food, and then supplies and decorations, you might be surprised by what a relief it is to follow that budget. Right. And it's also kind of, you know, setting expectations with people as well.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Yeah, we talked to my brother and sister-in-law, who also had a young child recently. They didn't have a young child. They had a baby recently who's still young. So it's not like they born a young child. Sorry, just to specify. And we talked about, you know, just getting gifts for the babies, you know, instead of having to buy each other gifts.
Yeah, keeping knowing that budgets are going to be tight for kind of everybody, and that especially like in that infant time frame, I think you're just so used to spending lots of money. Also, shop online.
Yeah.
If the shopping lines are specifically frustrating, like maybe plan not to go to the grocery store the night before Christmas. Maybe instead you do a little bit of help for yourself. If the lines stress you out, order your groceries online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do yourself some favors during the holidays and address those. If those are things that really cause you pain, there's ways to manage it.
Right.
So that was something. And then buying presents, we talked about, you know, the budget thing, I think, can be helpful. Shopping online, shopping local. I think the buying presents thing, I know this talks about, like, specifically the buying of gifts, but I think setting expectations with people, like you mentioned we did with your brother and sister-in-law. Mm-hmm. Doing that with pretty much everybody in your family and really just saying like, hey, this is how we're going to handle gifts this year. This is how many gifts. We don't need to, You know, we don't need a lot of stuff. We're just looking to spend time with friends and family. Mm-hmm. Trying to set the expectations. It's hard, but it is a way to not be as overwhelmed and have this giant list mm-hmm. of gifts. And know that even before you suggested it, at least half the people that you probably buy gifts for are thinking about the same thing.
Gotcha. That sounds good. Those are good recommendations. What about constantly listening to holiday music? What's the solution there?
Holiday music, I would say we have a unique approach where we start listening to holiday music a little bit earlier. We kind of ease into it. We start with just the instrumentals. And then we start listening to the actual, like, full-on
right.
classics. But the big thing is we try to mix in regular music. We don't have it going 24/7. We try to make sure if right. we're in the mood to listen to some, like, I don't know, like, rock, then yeah. fine. If we want to listen to, yeah, some Michael Bublé or some Frank Sinatra, if we want to listen to some yacht right. rock, then that's what we'll listen to. If we want to do dance party music, mm-hmm. then we will. And we don't let the holiday music overrule.
Yeah.
And because we start listening a little bit earlier, it also doesn't make me feel like I'm missing out.
Right.
So follow your passion. If you don't like Christmas music, maybe don't put the radio on. Maybe yeah. like listen to your favorite stations on Spotify or Pandora and just focus on the things you do love.
Yeah. And then finally, I think a good remedy, because we can go through these nonstop. So I think a good way to cut it off or to, you know, final suggestion was the one talking about commercials. So if you're watching TV a lot of time this year, you see constant holiday commercials. You get bombarded with that stuff, is to watch a holiday movie, you know, instead of watching TV.
And like rent a holiday movie or watch rent, a movie you own?
Yeah, rent or, you know, watch a movie you own. Or, you know, if you have Apple TV like we do, you can purchase a movie or rent, like you said, rent it. Suggestions, right? We're going to go back and forth. Let's see who runs out of holiday movie suggestions first. Ready? Ready? Home Alone.
Home Alone 2.
Christmas Vacation. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Santa Claus.
The Night Before.
Oh, I was yeah. like, what? I thought you were going to say, like, The Night Before Christmas.
No, The Night Before.
Oh, okay. Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, I'm going to steal one of yours. Love Actually.
Oh, gosh, I love it. The Holiday.
Ooh, The Holiday. Oh, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Goodness God.
Frosty the Snowman.
Elf.
Gosh, that is like, we have to watch that movie next. Mm-hmm. For real. Can we?
Hey, don't delay. Come on, Elf. It's to you.
Fine. Santa Claus 2.
Oh, how dare you.
It's still kind of cute. Little bit?
I'm trying to think.
He's making some serious faces right
oh,
now.
Oh, the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, to you.
Okay. I'm going to go with a classic and say A Wonderful Life.
Oh, that's a good call.
Although I haven't watched it in years.
Oh, A Christmas Story. Yeah,
how do we forget that one? Oh, how do we forget that one sooner?
Yeah.
White Christmas. Do watch that one every year on Christmas.
Yeah, that's true. Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to say Jack Frost.
I'm going to bow out because I know I feel like we can keep going.
I could do this for quite a while.
We
got
to get to the macros game. So if you guys have more movies that we missed, obviously, please feel free to share it with us. But we're
One thing you kind of mentioned earlier in a little break, though, was that moving your body is probably the best thing to alleviate a lot of the holiday frustration. Mm-hmm. Make some time for yourself to do, if nothing else, to do that.
Yep. Yeah. Go out and see some of the awesome Christmas trees in your city. So.
Oh, my God. Creep on, like, the holiday lights inside people's houses.
Yeah. Don't do that, but...
I love seeing inside people's
houses.
Don't be
a creeper.
It's so
staring
pretty.
Staring into people's yards or door windows.
Looking in a magazine,
windows.
But in real life. Okay, we're all done.
Yeah, let's get to the macros game, okay? We've got a festive theme. Are you going to give us some music?
Got it covered, man.
Yeah. All right, so if you guys aren't familiar with the macros game, it's everybody's favorite nutritional trivia game. We are going to give you... a certain food, we're going to give you the serving size of a particular food, and then we're going to give you the amount in grams of a certain macronutrient, and your choice is protein, fat, or carbs. And then we have to guess one of those macronutrients. So, quick example I always usually give, one medium apple has 7 grams of this macronutrient. And you, Shannon will say carbs, and I'll say yes or no. Okay, that's just an example. So I'm not quite sure if 7's the right or not. But, of course, since this is a holiday theme, we're going to do holiday foods. All right? What would you like to do first? Would you like to receive or give?
What's better,
give or receive?
I actually like the gift portion.
Oh, okay.
So I will gift you with an option first. So I went for options that, I don't know, some of them are things that I've had for Christmas, and some I just hear in, like, shows and movies and other people say that they have every Christmas.
Okay.
So we will start with a, don't you be looking at my answers.
I'm looking.
I'm going to start with a dinner item. We're going to go with a honey glazed ham.
Okay.
I feel like that's a popular Christmas dish.
Yep.
So one piece is about 3 ounce piece of ham.
Okay.
Just to give you a portion.
Gotcha.
So honey glazed ham has 15 grams of this macronutrient.
All right. So ham.
3 ounces.
But it is honey glazed. So I feel like there's definitely some sort of carbs on there. But 15 grams, I feel like that's in the protein range for that size of serving of a meat, of an animal protein. So I'm going to go protein.
Okay.
Final answer? Yes.
You are correct.
Yeah.
But
4-1.
The protein was not the highest macronutrient.
The carbs
were.
Yeah, the honey glaze.
Yeah, 17.5.
Mm. That's a shame.
Or 17.6, actually, and 5 grams of fat. So not too bad on the fat side.
No, it's pretty lean. You know, the ham is pretty lean, especially with honey glaze. They don't keep a lot of the fat in there.
But yeah, surprising. Like,
I mean, think about that honey glaze. That's crazy.
That's serious business.
All right, so I am going to go the other way. I'm going to start with dessert.
So that's a great way to approach the holidays.
And this is a very traditional, I think it's probably more traditional over in England than here. And apparently this dessert also frequently made with booze. So I feel it's right up your alley.
It's right up my alley because I'm such a lush.
One serving is about 100 grams and it's about a small bowl size.
What is it?
Christmas pudding.
Okay. Oh,
Christmas
gosh.
Pudding.
Never
is like,
had this in my entire life.
Yeah,
great.
It's like
a custard.
Yeah. Well,
I think
so
it
you're
has
aware
like,
of it, right?
I have seen it in movies, and I'm pretty sure.
I will even give you a new
like.
A
is this
ingredient.
Like bring us some figgy pudding? Bring us. It's
yes.
A custard with fruit bits.
I will give you. I'll give you a little kind of a breakdown: butter, flour, dates, brown sugar, rum, raisin, egg, prunes, port.
Rum.
Breadcrumbs, candied peel, currants,
rum
apples,
and port.
You know, so like, so, you know, you get it. You get it.
I get
right?
it. No,
so 100
I got it.
Grams.
Is this like spotted dick?
I don't know. Kiss your mother with that mouth?
That All right. is a dessert, okay?
All right, so 100 grams contains 58 grams of what macronutrient? It's about a bowl size, probably about.
I'm going to say that because of the sugar, the alcohol, and the fruit in it, it's got to be high in fat, but I'm going to say it's probably carbs.
Final answer.
I'm going to say carbs.
And you are correct. 58 grams of carbs. 41 grams being from sugar. So, as you imagine, dessert, you know, start you off with an easy one. A little softball, if you will.
Because mine was so hard.
I didn't say it wasn't. I'm just talking.
So the other usually ones are going to get harder.
Like fraction, you usually give me like fraction and 0.1 grams and stuff. So I'm just happy that
there may be some coming up now.
I don't doubt it. You like how I talk like this? All right, your next one. Throw it to me.
All right, so the next one is another. I actually saw this as a dish that everybody seemed to eat during the holidays in the movie The Holiday, and that is fettuccine Alfredo. And ever since watching that movie, I have really wanted to eat fettuccine Alfredo around Christmas. So it completely worked. I've never had it, but I think this year I'm going to make fettuccine Alfredo.
Okay.
Just for the fact that I feel like it's holiday-ish.
All right. All right.
So one serving, we're talking about like 2 cups. Fettuccine Alfredo.
Okay, so this is pasta with the sauce.
This is a cream sauce, a cheese cream sauce.
Yep. But with pasta.
With pasta.
Okay.
It's specifically fettuccine Alfredo. It's not just Alfredo.
Okay, I got it.
So 2 cups mm-hmm. of the Christmas fettuccine Alfredo has 73 grams of this macronutrient.
Oh, man, you know, I would think this would have been a softball. But then I think, like you said, it's a cheese and cream sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to throw out protein. Because I definitely don't think it has 78 grams of protein. Uh-oh. What's that? You're going back to the... Did you...
No, sorry. I just got a text message from my dad because he got his birthday present.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Oh, there we go. Wow. Live.
Live shout out.
All right. So, 78 for 2 cups?
73.
73 for?
2 cups.
Shoot. Okay. So, I think that's way too much for fat, though. Even though there's cheese and dairy in it. For 2 cups, because there's not going to be 2 cups of that. So I think the pasta is going to jack it up, the carb. So I'm going carbs.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
That is incorrect. 73 grams is fat. 106 is carbs.
Holy shnikes.
28 grams of protein.
Interesting. Well, yeah, fat and the dairy and the cheese, the milk and the cheese. Yeah, but it's usually a heavy cream and cheese.
But yeah, 73 grams.
Wow.
So I'm clearly going to make a lighter, healthier version of a fettuccine Alfredo after reading this.
Cripes. How many carbs? Isn't that intense?
106 grams.
You're very sneaky.
Why am I very sneaky? That was a good one.
That was a good answer. I mean, a good question.
That was a good challenge.
All right, so I'm kind of going to go stick
into that. He's like, how can I change this up?
I'm going to go into that range. I'm also going to do a cream-based food. But apparently pretty popular, especially among Italian families, because they do, I think it's called like the Feast of the Seven Fishes or something during Christmas Eve.
The Christmas Eve. Yeah, that's a big Italian thing.
So this is oyster stew, which my grandmother used to make, and it is so good. Ew. So it's like an oyster chowder. I mean, same thing as clam chowder. Yeah, they just call it stew, but it's essentially a chowder.
I'm just seeing like a bunch of little snotty mucus things floating in a thing of broth.
Come on. It's just like... I love how you like snails, but you think oysters are so ridiculous.
But even snails floating in a soup would be disgusting. They're only good when you slather them with butter and garlic and put them on bread.
This is the same thing. It's slathered with butter, garlic, and cream.
It's floating.
Oh, jeez. Anyways, 1 can of oyster stew, 10.5 ounces, contains 10 grams of what macronutrient?
How much of it was it?
One can, which is 10.5 ounces. 10 ounces.
I'm going to go, I feel if it's a cream base, I do think it would be higher in fat, and I don't know, I feel like even the carbs would be higher. I'm going to go with, I don't know if oysters have a lot of protein, but the dairy has some. I'm going to go with protein.
Protein? Final answer?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
It's wrong.
Carbohydrates, 10 grams of carbs.
That's relatively low in carbs.
Now, in 9 grams of fat and 5 grams of protein, but this is a canned version, so I suggest everybody, if they want to make this, make a homemade version.
Don't make the canned version.
Because the canned version has over 2,000 milligrams of sodium.
Yeah.
Which is almost 90% of your daily value. So,
oh my gosh.
Excuse me. Make your own. All right. We're both 1-for-2. Batting 500. So give me the last one that you got.
All right. Grand finale. Dessert.
Okay.
So this was something that when I was younger, we always made for my dad to take to his family parties, but I never got to eat. Since moving to Florida, however, I eat it all the time. It's red velvet cake.
Ooh.
We used to make it into a Christmas tree shape, so it would be red on the inside, and then we'd make the cream cheese frosting, maybe make it a little green, and then I'd decorate it with little decorations so they look like ornaments.
Not
it was a lot of fun.
Not mad at it.
But I would say it's a crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
So we're going off a one piece, which is a 109 gram piece.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how, that doesn't mean a whole lot to me. I'm not great with grams, but I think it's a decent size.
I got you. I got a ballpark.
So we're going to do red velvet cake has 23 grams of this macronutrient.
One slice. 23 grams. I think I'm going to throw out protein, even though it's a cream cheese frosting. Still going to throw protein out, okay? I feel like the carbs are going to be higher than that because of the sugar and then, of course, of the cake. 23 grams fat is my final answer.
That's a very serious final answer. You're right.
Yeah.
So it's actually not a huge difference between the fat and the carbs, though. I almost gave you the carbs because I was kind of surprised. 36 grams for carbs. So, I mean, it's only 13 grams more for carbs. There's only 4.2 grams of protein, but at least, hey, there's something in there. But, yeah, that's the next time you go to eat a slice of red velvet.
I'm 2-for-3.
Okay.
You need this to tie, and we go to tiebreaker. Okay. All right. So a very traditional Hanukkah meal or component of the Hanukkah meal, since we are doing holidays, not just Christmas, is potato pancake or latkes.
Oh, yum.
Which are pretty tasty.
They are really,
I actually made them before.
Really good.
So one medium-sized potato pancake contains 5 grams of this macronutrient.
Don't really remember what was in a potato pancake, so this is going to be a little bit of a random guess.
I'll give you a little. Mostly just
eggs in there?
Potato, flour, and a binding agent such as egg or applesauce.
Okay. You said five
grams?
5 grams.
Medium size potato pancake.
I'm going to rule out carbs because I feel like it's higher in carbs.
Okay.
5 grams, though, is medium pancake. It's not that big.
That's true.
It's protein or fat. I believe that potatoes are relatively low in fat. But then it has a binding agent, and it is fried. I'll see. I don't know. I'll just say fat.
Fat, final answer?
Yeah.
Correct.
It's close. I almost went protein.
A little over 2 grams of protein.
Figured.
And then you were good to eliminate carbs early. 10 grams of carbs.
Yeah.
Per medium pancake. But yeah, actually pretty low as far as the other foods we listed for this.
I know, that's that's like downright healthy. All
right, so we're tied. We got to go to the tiebreaker. And of course, when you think of holiday, what's the one food you think about?
Fruitcake.
Okay, sorry. Fruitcake. All right, so we're going to do a quick Google of fruitcake. Which macro should we do? Carbs, protein.
Carbs.
All right, carbs. So
it's got fruit in it.
One serving of fruitcake.
What? Oh, I don't even. What do you consider? Is it a slice?
Let's go with a slice. If we can change it up, we'll go to slice. I can't look at it. Let's hold on. I'm gonna choose.
Don't look.
Okay, there. It's down there. It's down there. Okay, it's down there. I don't see it. I'm just gonna go down the I gotta look to see serving size though. I'm not gonna. All right. So they're serving.
1 ounce.
One piece.
43 grams.
Okay.
Doesn't mean anything. I don't know grams.
I don't even know what piece means.
Okay. All right. Dismiss that. Get rid of it. All right. Don't look at it.
Okay. No. So get it's down. Get rid it's of down. The whole thing. It's down. We can't see the numbers. They're right down there. Okay. So one piece of fruitcake. Oh no! We just clicked on that picture. Okay. Sorry. I'll minimize it.
Cheater. That's what I want.
Okay. What would you say? One piece of fruitcake. And we said carbs, right?
Yes.
Contains how many grams of carbs?
I'm going to say 56.
56. That's pretty educated.
It's pretty random.
I'm going to go lower and go 47.
I just had a mosquito try to fly up my nose.
Wow. Random. 47. You said 56. I say 47. 56. Survey says for one piece. Nope. 1 ounce. Come on, switch it. Come on. No, one piece. Why isn't it switching?
Maybe you have to click it.
All right, hold on. We've got some
technical difficulties.
Hang with
here.
Us, peeps.
You have to click through the Wikipedia site or the nutrition facts site.
Fudge. Whoa. 26 grams of carbs.
Wow,
per
it was
one
way
piece.
Lower than I thought.
And this guy is the wiener.
I guess. I was thinking like a size of cake.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it says one piece. And that's 43 grams.
I don't know grams.
I don't think because you said grams. I'm pretty sure your size of your red velvet cake slice was over 100 grams. So
yeah, I think I was thinking like the size of a regular, which I wouldn't have been too far off if that was the case.
Well, you were wrong. So I was wrong. I was the winner. Yeah, thank you. And I'm the winner. Play the music.
He's doing his victory lap right now.
All right, guys and gals. Thank you so much for listening to this very festive episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We appreciate you guys listening each week. And as Shannon said in the beginning, let us give us a little holiday gift by going and giving us a review.
Yeah, we're not asking for anything from Santa.
No.
We're just looking for you to share some love with us.
Right, and maybe some Christmas pudding if you guys want to send it to us. Anyways, so
I'll pass on that in the fruitcake. Just send me the red velvet.
Okay. You got anything else for him this week?
I'm good.
All right. This has been a festive edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Happy holidays. Boop, 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 boop,
boop. For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks. Just let it flow.